two big things are on the horizon for Illinois' child care system. The first is an increase in the state's minimum wage, which will rise from $8.25 to $15 an hour over the next 6 years. The other is the Trump administration's proposed $1 billion infusion of funding to increase the supply of child care to underserved populations, as first reported this week by NPR. Katie Stelmartis is owner of Katie's Kids Learning Centers in Bloomington Normal. She tells GLT's Ryan Denham the minimum wage increase will impact the child care industry in many ways, especially because it's such an underpaid field already.
The national average is $10.72 for a preschool teacher. That can, you know, of course, vary from a minimum wage closer to that $7 or $8 where many states sit at, upwards to $14 or $15 an hour. But it kind of sits at that middle level of $10.72 is the national average, which is quite low for such an impactful job that our teachers have, which is really setting the foundation for a child's desire to learn and really be successful throughout their schooling and throughout the rest of their life, ultimately.
And what do you think the net effect of such an underpaid profession is? Do you see a lot of churn, or do you hear about a lot of churn in the industry of people, you know, doing it for a couple of years and then moving on to something else?
Unfortunately, it's such a it's a field that has a tremendous amount of turnover, and it's because there's a couple components to it. One is it's underpaid. Hands down, it's underpaid. We have folks that are getting degrees, four-year degrees, that are making $10, $11, $12 an hour, and it's just, it doesn't seem feasible to many individuals who are trying to raise a family on their own as well. So it's a very underpaid field, so we do see a lot of turnover, but we also see a lack of training for individuals in our field, and yet the state requirements are requiring more, but the cost, of course, is, you know, increasing as well. So we're in a good place that we are providing more training, and we're identifying that that people need that. Unfortunately, that, of course, costs more money. And our source of income is our families, so that directly affects them. You get what you pay for, and that's very true. Quality care costs a lot of money. Quality education is not cheap. You are going to pay a premium for that. And it really is just that, an investment in the future of that child.
Can you expand on what you see from the families who you have coming in, bringing their kids every day? You know, the types of jobs they work and the financial strain that they're under, you know, to make it all work, to pay their mortgage, to pay their child care, make everything else work. How do you see this playing out for them?
I think it's going to get really interesting. Unfortunately, I don't know how much that minimum wage is going to affect those who were already making $15 or more an hour. Unfortunately, I see that their child care cost is going to go up and their income may not go up. And so I don't know how this is actually going to work for families.
Oh, so I see. You're describing a situation where, you know, employees at child care centers would maybe get bumped up to a $15 wage, and then that would increase the cost of child care. But then they themselves are not getting a raise because they are already making above that.
Correct.
Okay,
correct. And so that's, I think that, I would think it may be a fear for a lot of that middle class, and many of our families fall into that middle class kind of level. And I don't know how that's going to affect them. Does that mean that those that were making $20 an hour are going to make $27.25 an hour? Do we just increase everybody that was already above 15 an additional $7 or so an hour? Or are we only providing that increase to the working class individuals? So I'd be curious how that's going to play out for our families, because if they're not actually making more income, it's going to be very challenging for them to be able to afford childcare if there's not some sort of assistance with that. Now, my hope is to see that our state or our country would embrace a more equalized opportunity for individuals to seek out quality care and maybe not have to pay the high price that it is. But I think we'd have to change an awful lot of things to make that happen. Although we see many other countries doing it, so we know that it's certainly feasible and their education rates are much higher than the United States.
Katie Stelmartis, owner of Katie Kids Learning Center here in Bloomington Normal, thanks for popping in today.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
I'm Ryan Denham.
You can hear more on this by subscribing to the NPR Life Kit podcast. The series is called Parenting, Difficult Conversations.